ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of The Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. So in the previous programs, we concluded that by generalizing our prayers and not to be stingy, and by praying for the believers in general, we will be closer to the Almighty Allah's mercy, and that will elevate the station of our prayers, and it will be closer to the response, as the Almighty Allah has said throughout all the narrations from our imams. And we also have the examples throughout the prayers that are reported from our imams. Of these all-inclusive prayers from the infallibles is the supplication for the defenders of the frontiers of the Muslim lands, which states, O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household, fortify the frontiers of the Muslims through your might, support their defenders through your strength, and lavish upon them gifts through your wealth. O Allah, bless Muhammad and his household, increase their number, guard their territory, defend their midst, and unite their throng.
رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ.
Dear listeners, another all-embracing prayer is the supplication for the apostolic strugglers among the Muslims, which is again from Sahifatu Sajadiyah. And also among these prayers is the one for those who assist the strugglers or mujahideen behind the front line. O Allah, and if a Muslim should take the place of a warrior or a soldier in his home, attend to those left behind in his absence, help him with a portion of his property, assist him with equipment, send along with him a supplication for his purpose, or guide his honor in his absence, reward him with the like of his reward, measure for measure, like for like. So, dear listeners, as you have seen, we have throughout the Islamic narrations, throughout the Munajat also, we have many examples, numerous ones, that the infallibles are actually praying to the Almighty Allah, but before that, they have started to pray for the Muslim nation and ummah, and sometimes other than them, the ones who have lived before us and the ones who will come after us. Now, having a closer look at the verses of the Holy Quran, we would understand that there are three forms of prayer mentioned in the Holy Quran. The prayer of a person for himself. The second one is the prayer of a person for the others. And the third type, which is the prayer of the all, but for all of the Muslims. We shall discuss these three kinds of prayers in order to become acquainted with the Quranic method of praying for the believers. So, sometimes the person just prays for another person, And this is a very common way of praying. We find in the Holy Quran many instances for this kind of prayer, which were either made by the prophets and Anbiya and the righteous people, or they have been taught by Allah the Exalted to His servants to be used. For example, in chapter Yusuf, which is the 12th chapter of the Holy Quran, in the 101st verse, we read, رَبِّ قَدْ آتَيْتَنِي مِنَ الْمُلْكِ وَعَلَّمْتَنِي مِنْ تَأْوِيلِ الْأَحَادِيثِ O Lord, You have granted me a share in the kingdom and taught me the interpretation of the dreams. فَاطِرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ أَنْتَ وَلِيِّي فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ O the originator of the heavens and earth, You are my guardian in this world and hereafter. تَوَفَّنِي مُسْلِمًا وَأَلْحِقْنِي بِالصَّالِحِينَ Let my death be in submission to you and unite me with the righteous.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. آب کم جو تشنگی آور به دست. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. تا بجوشد آب از بالا و پست. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God and the merciful God will come towards you.
It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable. Knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
In another verse in chapter Isra, which is the 80th verse of this chapter, we read, وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَدْخِلْنِي مُدْخَلَ صِدْقٍ وَأَخْرِجْنِي مُخْرَجَ صِدْقٍ O Lord, admit me with a worthy entrance and bring me out with a worthy departure. وَجَعَلْ لِي مِنْ لَدُنْكَ سُلْطَانًا نَصِيرًا And render me a favorable authority from yourself. Also, in the story of Prophet Moses, when he was ordered by the Almighty Allah to go to Pharaoh and guide him in the first place, He asked from the Almighty Allah and said, قَالَ رَبِّ شْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي O Lord, open my breast for me, وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي And make my affair easy for me, وَحْلُلْ أُقْدَةً مِّن لِسَانِي Remove the hitch from my tongue, so that they may understand my discourse. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي This is why I'm asking all of these favors and blessings from you, the Almighty Allah. So that people would understand my discourse. So, these are some of the examples of individual prayings, which is asking one person from the another. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us in this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, don't let me go astray, 'cause I need you by my side.